All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for our daily trivia.
Yep.
Freddie Kiger is here.
I am so glad to be back.
You are awesome.
Well, you know what? We're just having a good, big, large time.
I don't know. People ask me all the time, where does he get those questions?
From all over the place.
And I say my answer, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I say my answer, he really spends a lot of time with it, doing research.
Yeah.
Getting on the internet, looking for stuff, and some stuff just comes right out of his head.
Some of the stuff just, you know, formulates and comes, you know, right from the head down to the paper. And then there's other sources that I'll take advantage of from music and history and science and literature and whatever.
Yeah, and some of that comes from being a pretty smart guy. Others just come from being around a long time.
Yes. The more the latter.
And we both have the advantage of doing that.
So. Yes.
At any rate.
Well, we have a special birthday today.
Oh, yeah?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Wow.
And so he's going to be the subject of our category.
Okay. Good.
Okay?
Good. Yeah, I'm ready for this.
On this day, back
like
in 1942, McCartney turned 64. Of course.
Whoa. He didn't turn 64 in 1942.
No. I'm sorry, guys. On this day, back in 1942, he was born. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that. And so what would that make it? Let's see. In 2006? Yeah, 2006 he turned 64, correct?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Of course, the song, When I'm 64, was on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Uh-huh.
What side of the album and what track was the song?
Oh, my goodness, man. You might have me on this one.
What side of the album and what track number on that side was When I'm 64?
Boom, boom, boom. I don't know the
you don't
answer
remember
that
your
off the top
album?
Of my head. No, I really don't.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, folks, if you've got it like on, you know, 8-track or
sometimes,
DVD or on your
even
MP3 or whatever.
Even when playing my albums, I sometimes would pick and choose and not play the whole side.
Yeah.
Like Abbey Road, I would always play the whole side.
Yeah, the whole side of side B.
Side 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of the others I would just
skip over.
You know, some songs I like better than others. So.
Yeah, so this is a tough one. What side of the album of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and what track number on that side?
Wow.
When I'm 64.
All right.
Boom.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's 50% off. Enjoy $30 worth of food and drinks available today for only $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald's on Franklin Street is the hotspot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. No matter what kind of fare you're in the mood for, there's something for everyone at Fitzgerald's. It's the perfect atmosphere to enjoy spirits and great food. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. Deal.com.
Freddie, just guess off the top
okay,
of my head.
Okay,
I'm gonna say side 1, cut 4. I don't know.
Side 2, track 2. Just after, within, without you.
I told you I didn't know.
And just before, Lovely Rita, Meter Maid.
Meter Maid, that's right. Yeah, I'd forgotten that because I, you know, very rarely would play those things all the way through.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with the song.
Yeah, I loved Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, as many people, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wish that there were a few songs off that and they had put on there Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane.
Yes.
To me, then it would have been
You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Strawberry Fields Forever, in particular,
is one of my.
I love that song.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it should have been there.
Yeah. So, happy birthday, Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney.
Remember when he did that song? When I'm 64, it just seemed so old.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how Paul felt when he turned 64.
Oh, I bet.
And a lot of people were talking about that.
And that was 2006.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, here we are, 8 years later,
so
and the guy's 72 years old. He's still out there playing concerts.
I know.
Yeah.
And sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, we should all be that fortunate.
No question. And you know what? Ringo Starr's coming to the D-back this month or sometime this summer.
Sometime soon, yeah.
I wouldn't mind just going.
Yeah.
Let's investigate.
All right.
All right, buddy.
You're the researcher. You do that.
I'll do it.